The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, you guys. Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal, with tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture. There's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
It is Friday, and we are celebrating the ultimate girl power. Justin and I were talking about powder this morning, and that's why I said it. Thank you, Justin. All right, Cardi, Meg Thee Stallion, and Kylie Jenner. The ladies are truly on fire, and it's literally too hot for TV. It's all for Cardi and Meg's new song, WAP. It's Cardi's first release in 9 months, and she really made an impression, to say the least. They got some of their famous friends to join in. Kylie, as we mentioned, Normani, and Rosalia all make sexy, sexy cameos. It's all anyone is talking about this morning. I mean, I have to ask such a hard question to you guys, but what do you think of the video?
You know, I am really upset. I was originally asked to do this video and do the Kylie Jenner part, but I had to turn it down because my body was not in that good a shape. But I haven't seen a video in a very long time that made me watch, like, rewatch it 3 or 4 times, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. I am in love with this video.
Yeah, I love this video, too, for obvious reasons, visually. My girlfriend and I watched it last night. We watched it last night, and in every scene, we're like, it gets better. Oh, Cardi's got pasties on. Okay, like, it just kept snowballing into more and more reactions. But I think it's the ultimate girl power video. Continue to rock. It's super on brand for both of them. This song is going to be huge. The Kylie's, yeah. You know, and it kind of put it together for me. I was like, why are Meg and Kylie hanging out, you know, on Instagram Live in the past couple weeks? Now I see why, for this sexy, stunning little slow-mo walk into the door.
Yep.
It looks good.
They like to drop those nuggets. It does look amazing, and everybody looks incredible in the video. Cardi's been making the press rounds, and she spoke about the double standard for male and female rappers. She says people are always pitting female artists against one another and that women get crap for taking a music break, but men never do. Why do you guys think that is? Does Cardi have a point here?
She does have a point. I feel like, yes, they do pit women against each other. I think it's 80% the press and 20% the rappers themselves, because if you play into something, it's going to continue. So every time you turn on a record and someone's calling themselves the queen and the HBIC and the empress of this and that, it just fuels that
the
competition.
Empress.
No, yeah. I'm telling you. And with dudes, rap beefs last no time. Look at Drake and Kanye. Look at Drake and Chris Brown. Look at Drake and half of Los Angeles. It happens. It's done with. We both went at each other. Let's finish it. I just feel like I'm going to say this. With the women, with the girls, they can't let shit go.
Yeah, it's different. It's just, I'm not sure why this is, but for whatever reason, and I think it's a timely thing. I think, like, if you look back when, well, not look back, not too long ago, when George Floyd things were happening, when Black Lives Matter things were happening, everybody was looking at J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar like, y'all got some new music for us? Like, what's going on? This is a time right. where y'all could be making the music of a lifetime that affects us right now. So I think it's a timely thing, but with women, for whatever reason, I think every interview Rihanna's done from, like, the last 2 years, they're like, where's this album at? Where's this album at? Where's this album at? So,
oh,
like,
my God.
Women get it a little bit differently than men do, and it's not fair.
But I do think recently women have really done a good job, especially in the music business, as we've seen from this video, of really supporting each other. I do think that women no longer are relying on other people to support them. They have decided that they need to join forces and support each other because it's just much easier. Because all
and
women want to be friends.
There's a ton of new female artists out there. For you guys to do a little Google search, find you some new artists, dig into some new people, some new female artists, some new male artists. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about the Cardis and the Megs, which they're great, but they're going to have their time throughout every year to be great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. All right, you guys, Cardi's not done yet. Listen to this crazy confession on radio.com pandemic.
Everybody will tell you I will carry a bottle of water because it's like, you never know when you're going to take it. Like, I might take a shit on a plane. If I got to go, I got to go. But I got to wash my ass because I mean, everybody's different, but I gotta wash it because if I don't wash it, like, I just automatically feel like my ass is itching.
Yeah.
All right, you say something. I don't know how to follow that up. I don't know what else to say about that.
Who doesn't have a portable bidet? Who does not have a portable bidet?
I do not have a portable bidet.
First of all, your portable bidet can't be a Dasani bottle, okay? That's not a portable bidet, okay?
What else would you use Dasani for?
Also true.
Water
valid
plants,
point.
Maybe? Not for that.
Honestly, disgusting. Okay, we're going to segue now. What is the worst way to be broken up with? Well, this is Us star Justin Hartley did something that's up there on that list. Listen to what his ex, Chrishell Strauss, just revealed on her Netflix show Selling Sunset.
I found out because he texted me that we were filed.
He texted you?
45 minutes later, the world knew.
By the way, that's how my episode of Dateline starts. It starts with me telling somebody my husband divorced me over text.
Right.
And then it goes into, and the murder.
I killed him. Yeah. She said the two have not been.
How you felt about it, but clearly there's a murder involved. So there's that.
She said, it's kind of like, it's a little heartbreaking. She says the two haven't been in contact since that initial conversation about the breakup. Have either one of you been broken up with over text?
Wait, let me go back a little bit. Because I want to make something really clear. I don't care that you broke up with me over text because I understand that some people do not like confrontation and it's easier to pull the Band-Aid off in writing.
But
what I can't do is, if you're going to break up with me over text, we are definitely sitting down and I'm definitely getting this closure and you're definitely going to sit across from me man to man. The fact that she has not been in contact with someone that she shared a bed with for so many years and he has not given her that moment, that's the reason why people go crazy. That is the reason why I would burn the house down.
You also can't start with the text, though. You can't send the text, and that can't be the initial way you break up with someone, especially as fully grown, functioning adults. You have to at least, you were married to this person, have a sit down, have a conversation, take them out to go to a public place if it's awkward to be alone and have the conversation, but a text message is not the way.
This is where it's confusing, though, because I think that maybe, and I obviously was not there, I think that they potentially had a few conversations about the marriage ending. I think the text might have been, I'm now filing right now, and it took her by surprise that way. I think that was the text. I don't think the text was, I no longer want to be in a relationship with you, we're getting divorced. I could be wrong, but I think right?
Yeah, I got broken up one time. It was in grammar school, and I walked into school, and my girlfriend at the time, I remember seeing her walking across the playground, and I'm making my way over to give her a kiss on the cheek and say hello, and I saw her holding another boy's hand. And I was like, yep, that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going back to fourth grade, and I'm going to say hello to my teacher now.
Those heartbreaks are the most devastating.
That was a bad breakup for me.
Yes,
the fact that Victor Cruz was in an entanglement at the age of 12... is killing me.
And I had glasses on.
Are you 12 in the fourth grade? Aren't you like seven?
We don't got to get into the age bracket.
We ain't gonna get there. Yeah.
about 8 or 9, but that's
still 8 or 9. Right there. Justin's like 13 and I'm in the fifth grade. All right, we got to move on to Zendaya because she looks incredible on the cover of InStyle. The style icon is also getting personal about living with anxiety, saying a lot of it comes from the pressure to be perfect and the fear of making a mistake. Zendaya tells the magazine out August 21st that she doesn't quite have her anxiety under control yet, but that talking about it helps. Can you guys relate to this? I feel like everybody suffers from anxiety. I have anxiety. Yesterday actually was a high anxiety day for me for no reason. I was just a little bit more worked up than normal.
How'd you cope with that? You just relax?
Victor, thank you so much for asking about my well-being. I appreciate you so much.
Victor, she first went into her double walk-in closet, got her slippers, and then went meditate in her newly grouted pool outside of her canyon adjacent home.
Let me tell you something, Victor. I was on the phone with my therapist yesterday, and I did have a sort of a very first world problem, which wasn't that big of a deal. And she said to me, don't judge yourself. It's not about materials. It's about feelings for you. And I said, you know what, Dana? That's right. That's why you've been here for two years.
Was that before or after you put your Fendi slippers on?
And by the way, I didn't, you know what? Do you see the labeling that is happening here? The box I'm being put into? But no, women rise above that.
No, but in all seriousness, I think everyone's battling a little bit of anxiety during these quarantine times, especially now that, who knows what the future holds for the TV, film, and any category, and any job for that matter. So I think everybody's dealing with that. Zendaya is no stranger. She's human just like us. And I think she's proven that, letting us know, giving us a peek behind how she feels with this article.
For me, it's interesting. I don't get anxiety. I get paranoia around things. And I feel like for myself, what's worked in the past is writing everything that I feel down at the moment and going back and realizing that when things do resolve themselves, how paranoid I was at the beginning of it. So every time I have a similar freak out, I go back to that moment and I read, oh my God, this is where you started and this is how it ended. Don't go back there, because I find that if I react, it gets worse for me. So
also, it's good to write things down, because really it puts it down on paper for you to see, I have no control over this regardless. So there's no reason about worrying about it. There's no reason to worry. 100%. You might as well just put it out there and move on. It always passes. Breathe in and out. It helps. All right, coming up, Beyonce's costume designer is sharing these style secrets from Black is King. But first, can you guess the celebrity behind this creepy mask? Find out after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with more Daily Pop. Have you figured out the mystery celebrity yet, Justin? And that's why I said powder earlier, because he's always powdering.
Wait. Is that Ben Affleck?
Give us your guesses.
Can I go with Brian Austin Green?
I'm going Ben Affleck. Nope. I can't tell. He's wearing a mask and glasses, guys.
Right? Okay, well, our mask celeb is
Joaquin Phoenix.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh,
yes, I know.
Everyone's a celebrity?
Yeah. Kind of amen, though, right? He threw on a creepy costume mask for his recent grocery run. So that's exciting news for everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to put on a mask. Every time I make a grocery run, I'm putting on some obscure mask just so people can figure out who it is.
It's one of those masks that has his actual face on it, I think. All right. Ever wonder what it's like to work with Beyonce? Well, designer Benny Etienne got the opportunity of a lifetime when one of his creations was featured in Beyonce's visual album Black is King, and here's how it all went down.
Don't let the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. The way I started working on this particular project really started with her stylist, Zarina Akers. She just texted me and said, I may have something coming up that I'd like you to work on for B. And I'm like, what? I submitted about 6 to 7 sketches and we kind of went through them and kind of narrowed it down to this particular look. I mean, Zarina knows how to push you because I was working with, I guess, details, I would say, that I haven't done before, like the broad extended shoulders. And they don't want any excuses. They just want to see you make it happen. Even when we put the label in, we added like a little piece of leather right behind it. You know, you got to make it a little special touch because, you know, it's going to Beyonce.
Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it.
The post that I made 5 years ago, talking about my 5-year plan, that Beyonce will wear one of my garments. That was just insane.
Check out Venny's newest line, Collection 3, from Levenity at Levenity.com. Now we've got to bring in Nina, who's been busy working on an important project called Race in America, a movement, not a moment. She's here to tell us all about it in a segment brought to you by Vaseline.
Yes, Morgan, I'm so excited to talk about this. So I'm posting this special on Bravo this weekend. I want you guys to check out a sneak peek.
It was very interesting to hear the conversations that people would have about Black people, not knowing that I myself am Black.
Someone thought that I was my kid's nanny.
My white neighbors would ask me, am I the dog walker?
This woman just started kicking my chair.
Do you think that saying, I don't see color, is kind of offensive?
If you're colorblind, that means you don't even see me.
Whew. Nina, tell me about this. How was it to be a part of this? I'm sure you were really, really excited.
Yeah, you know, this is a lot of Bravo celebrities, so a lot of people that we see, we know, we love, because I know a lot of people were like, well, who's all involved? But it's definitely people who are part of the Bravo family. So you have people like Candy Burris, Portia, you know, you also have Leah McSweeney, you have Garcelle Bouvet. So there's everybody's kind of talking about their experiences, because especially because we see people like the Housewives and they're in these $1 million homes, I think people assume that maybe they don't get discriminated against. And so hear someone like Portia, who lives on this estate, and when she's out walking her dog, people think she, you know, doesn't live there, and they're questioning her. Or Garcelle, who said, you know, people think that she's her kid's nannies because they're biracial. It really shows you about really how ingrained racism is in society.
Absolutely. I can't believe people even have like the guts to even ask a question like that in general. Why do you think this is such an important conversation to have right now? I'm sure there's many reasons, but...
Yeah, you know, I think this is just really keeping the conversation going. You know, everything was really charged a few months ago. And I think a lot of people want to get back to what they call normal life. But, you know, for a lot of us, this is normal life. And I think it's important, especially in places like E! Like Bravo, where there's a lot of entertainment, but also to really spotlight the fact that this stuff can, you know, things don't have to be a monolith. So we can have these discussions and still have our entertainment, but also, you know, make sure that we're recognizing the real things that are happening so that we don't forget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Always so proud of you. I mean, I don't know how you do all of this, but you do it so well. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out Race in America Sunday at 10 p.m. on Bravo, you guys. You do not want to miss it. And up next, Charlize Theron reveals the one thing people never have the guts to say to her face. Plus the feel-good stories you'll be talking about all weekend long, so stick around.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron, and you're watching E! I'm very fortunate to be my age and doing what I really love to do, and I can't see myself doing anything else. And I'm very fortunate for that. I'll be very happy if I can continue doing this. I'm very happy doing it, and I hope I just... You know, I continue doing good work. My name is too hard to remember, So I think people will never have the guts to come up to me and say, that's Charlize Theron, and be like, I think that's the girl in that Two Days in the Valley film. I don't know her name, so I can't go up to her and say anything. It hasn't happened, and if it does, I would be very flattered if somebody came up to me and, you know, congratulated me on a film.
Dark.
Yeah, you're darker today, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all know her name. Well, I think we all know her name now, and a very happy birthday to Charlize. She is 45 years old today. 45. So let's start the weekend right with some feel-good Friday stories. All right, so Ellie Goldstein has dreams of becoming a supermodel, and at just 18 years old, she's already on her way. She is one of the faces of Gucci's new unconventional beauty ad campaign, which celebrates non-stereotypical beauty. This marks one of the first times a model with Down syndrome has been featured for the brand. I saw this, you guys, and I was like, yes, ma'am. I loved it. I thought she looked beautiful. I thought she was styled to perfection. Her hair, I thought it was a really, really well job, like a job well done.
Oh, when this thing dropped, I was on Twitter and I was like, if anybody has anything to say about what Gucci is doing and this model, I am here to fight for 24 hours. But no one, because you know, Twitter trolls can come out and say, oh my God,
Twitter.
This is terrible.
They live
or
on
Gucci
Twitter.
Did this. You know, Gucci did this only for publicity. I don't care what it is. It's a beautiful idea.
And we need
beautifully
to
executed.
See more.
And this model
we
looks
need
amazing.
To see more of this.
Absolutely.
I love this so much. We need to see more of this and more people that aren't your traditional models being featured in campaigns that make sense. I want to see more of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Job well done for them. I was very happy to see it. Orange County firefighters made an adorable rescue when they found a lost dog near a fire. The first responders said they gave him some water and a bite of a sandwich and then carried him off to safety. You guys, I am very pro dog. I saw this and I literally was like, this is too much for me. This is the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Justin, how much do you just want to be that dog and just be carried away to safety by a fireman?
I was just about to say that. Literally, I've not been touched by a man in over 6 months. So the next fire I see, I will be laying there just talking about, oh my God, I can't move. And I hope I get a free meal and a feel. Okay.
Oh my God. And a bite of a sandwich, right. Eva, a law student in France, suffers from alopecia and asked her boyfriend to shave her head. And as an act of love and solidarity, he surprised her by turning the clippers on himself, leaving Eva in tears.
Can I be honest with you? I saw the after photo and I don't know why Eva ever had hair. Because
right?
She looks so beautiful with that shaved head. I cannot believe, I know alopecia is a hard thing to go through, but the beauty of this woman's face, I would never have hair.
No, that, she looked beautiful. She really did.
This one, I almost shed a tear. I almost shed a small tear. I'm not crying now or anything, but I just shed a small tear for this one because, I'm just kidding. But this was like incredible. I was so happy to see that. I saw this on Instagram yesterday and was just, I watched it like 3 times over, her face crying, just her whole emotion. And then he's a stand-up dude for doing what he did. It makes sense. And anytime you have a boyfriend like this or a significant other like this that would do this for you, make sure
he's
you
a good dude.
Time.
He's a good
dude.
And this one, this is crazy. 96-year-old Giuseppe. Oh, you guys, this is devastating. We don't even get to our last feel-good story because we're out of time. That's how much fun we have. That is it for us today. On Monday, we're celebrating Kylie Jenner's birthday with a wild throwback that you have to see. Make sure you watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 on E and set your DVR
set
so you don't miss an episode.
DVRs.
Bye.
Set those DVRs.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.